I always wish I had one of those like really cool narrative voices, you know, how they go hello in those like commercials, and they're just so nice to listen to. I think they are. I had this friend in freshman year of high school, and he had this amazing voice. It was like he was like those audiobook narrators, and it was just amazing. And he would like read books in front of the class, and I would it was just so satisfying to hear. I just wish I had one of those, you know? If you make a good income each year and spend it all, you are not getting wealthier. You are just living high. By Thomas J. Stanley and William D. Dinko. Hi. So this is like the first official episode of this podcast. I just took an AP exam and that was really stressful. So here we go. This first little segment is going to be about learning the language of the finance word. It's just like three basic terms, and I'm just going to repeat them every single episode so that you can really like dig it in your brain. So the first one is asset. So your teacher might call you an asset to this community or an asset to this classroom, which means that you're a beneficial part. You benefit them in some way and you're a really great addition. So in the finance world, an asset is a great addition too, but it's a wealth creating possession that generally increases in value or provides a return, like a house or a stock in a bond. Because a house obviously increases in value over a long period of time. That's why most people sell the house after they buy it for a lower price. So some possessions like a car do not increase in value because it actually decreases in value the moment you drive it off the lot. So it degrades, and so therefore it just loses its value over time. A liability is the opposite of an asset. It's called a debt, and it's the money you owe. So liabilities can really bring down your whole net worth. Some examples are a student loan, hospital and other medical bills, or a car loan. So your net worth is your assets minus your liabilities, or the money that you own minus the money that you owe. So liabilities can really bring down your net worth. And if you're not careful, you will go into debt, and that is not a good thing to be in unless you know that you can bring it back up. So it's important to calculate your net worth when you grow up. I know we're like all teenagers right now, so we're not even thinking about a net worth. And if you are, that's amazing. And we probably don't have incomes. And if we do, then that's amazing. I don't. So yeah, I think a balance sheet is really useful for this because it's good to practice. It's good to keep this in mind for the future because once we start owning things, once we start paying debts, once we start having more loans, we need to visualize this. And so what better way than creating a balance sheet and writing it down? So you write down your assets, you write down your liabilities, and then you subtract the liabilities from your assets and you get your net worth. Your net worth is basically the money that you have, how much wealth you have. It's not your salary necessarily, but it's just like how much wealth creating items you have minus all the debt that's holding you down. So usually you want less liabilities and more assets, but your net worth again also determines your wealth. So you have to make sure, like, is this where you want to be? And if it's not, can you improve from it? So you can do a lot of that with a balance sheet, and I just think it's a good thing to keep in mind. There's also really good templates online. Google has a bunch of really good ones, so just keep that in mind. It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan. Eleanor Roosevelt. So now we're gonna go on to budgeting. That last segment was really easy, really simple, and you know, three words: asset, liability, and net worth. So budget to save. So setting a budget is really good for controlling your finances and monitoring your spending, because I can go out of hand when I have money in my hands. By out of pound, I mean the money goes out of my hand because I spend it so much. So yeah, I think a budget is really great. Even though, yes, again, we are teenagers, we're probably not thinking about budgets, but when we become independent and we have our own debit or credit cards, if you have one now, great. But when we go to college or once we live on our own, we just need to monitor our own money because we won't have our parents there to do it for us. So setting financial goals, you need to set financial goals, because most people who build their wealth, they didn't do it overnight, you know? They got wealthy by setting the goals and pushing themselves to reach them. And there's usually two types of goals, short-term goals and long-term goals. Short-term goals are obviously short-term, but like by short-term, it doesn't mean like 3 months. It means like 3 years or 5 years. A long-term goal doesn't mean like a year. It means like 10 years or until retirement, which is a long way apart, right? So that's what these two goals mean in the real world. A tip for financial goals. So these goals need to be realistic, because you need to know that you can accomplish it, or else it will be just too far away, too far to reach, and you won't have any motivation to reach it. At least that's how it is in my case. Establish time frames. So I don't think you have to, but it's better to set like an ultimatum. You have to establish certain times when you have to accomplish these certain things so that you will be more inclined to. I procrastinate a lot, and when there's an assignment, I usually end up doing it like later. But because of that time frame, I'm able to get it done. But if it doesn't have a time frame for me, I don't know when I'll be able to do it. So you have to like establish a time frame so that you get yourself to do it. You have to devise a plan. You have to have a financial plan. Nobody just builds wealth because they don't have a plan. Some people do. That's amazing. But I think it's better to have a plan sometimes. You have to be flexible too, because anything can happen in life. I'm pretty sure we all know that, because goals can always change. You might meet someone else, you might realize your true passion, and your goals will change. So to make sure you live by these financial goals, you should develop a budget and live by it. So do you want to be a doer, or do you want to be a wisher? Because a doer is a person who puts action into their goals, and they're more likely to reach their goals and achieve their dreams. If you are a doer, you're most likely going to be tracking your spending, living within your means, stick to your budget, paying off your credit cards, deposit money, and make regular contributions to retirement savings. These are all responsible human money world things, you know. These are actions of a responsible person. So to maximize your wealth of creating ability, you want to be a doer. So you have to set these goals, and then you have to make sure that you live up to these goals and you keep them up to check, or else you can never meet these goals. Basically, a budget allows you to understand where your money a budget allows you to understand where your money goes. Basically, your financial goals, you have these certain financial goals, right? But you need a budget so you monitor where the money goes, so you don't put too much into one thing. It helps you avoid overspending, which is a big problem for me. So I would definitely learn how to budget when I'm older. It allows you to find money for saving and investing to build your wealth. Many people use saving and investing to build their wealth. Like, it's a very common thing, and we'll talk about that in the next episode, but it's a really big thing. And to develop your budget, you need to calculate your monthly income. So we're teenagers, we probably don't have an income, but if you do, that's amazing. You are successful, you're great. So a budget would be really good for you right now. But for those who don't have budgets like me, for those who don't have incomes like me, a budget probably wouldn't be the most useful thing right now, but it doesn't hurt to practice or to look them up or to learn more about them. So a budget, you need to calculate your monthly income, you need to track your daily expenses, and you need to determine how much you spend on monthly bills. Our parents probably pay our bills right now, but it's always good to keep this in mind. So you should track day-to-day spending. And once you track day-to-day spending, average the amount and figure out how much you spend per month on each of these things, and that would be your budget, because budgets are usually created per month, not per day or not per year. It's usually per month, so you know where everything's going, because people usually get their paycheck at the end of the month or the beginning of the month. So that's how this is according. If you have leftover money from your budget, so your budget will consist of your total income subtracting your total expenses, and if you have any leftover money, which is called your monthly net, hopefully you do, that can go into saving. You can put that and save in your savings account, your retirement account, or you can invest it. Because to maintain the discipline to save, you should save every month, and you should have your savings automatically deducted from your paycheck or checking account. Again, we are teenagers, we might not have one, so maybe you should ask your parents more about this, or just think about it for now. And you know, it just, okay, having your savings deducted from your paycheck or checking account automatically actually is really helpful, because if you see the extra money, I know I would be inclined to spend it on something else than saving. So I think putting it in a savings account automatically is way better for me, but that's just up to you. You can always monitor that when you grow up, so yeah. So you want to know how to successfully budget to save. It's really important because most people save and invest to build their wealth. So next episode, we will of course talk about how we will invest in our savings, but that is for next episode. So thank you for tuning in. The next episode will be about saving and investing. And I know this is kind of brief, but the next segment is really, really long. So yeah, the book I'm using, actually the information I'm getting for this podcast, is courtesy of Building Wealth, A Beginner's Guide to Securing Your Financial Future by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. This book is really good. It's great. If you want to get it, you should go get it. But you know, if you don't, that's why I'm here. Thank you.